Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for this time we're able to spend together these next few moments as we continue on in the subject of faith. The message this week has been entitled Answered Prayer. And it is important that in our walk with God, we know what are the requirements of prayer. In other words, we need to pray according to the will of God. We find out what the will of God is by reading and understanding the Word of God. And so often, we might consider a lack of faith or doubting God as just sort of a weakness of the flesh. But actually, beloved, it is unbelief, and unbelief is sin. That word unbelief means disbelief, skepticism, the attitude or state of mind of one who does not believe. And an unbeliever basically then is a person who is incredulous. They doubt. They're a skeptic. And one portion of the definition of the word unbeliever is one who does not believe in a particular religious faith, but that's the last part of the definition. When you look up the word unbeliever in Webster, it says one that does not believe, an incredulous person, a doubter, or a skeptic. Now, when it comes to answered prayer, obviously for Christians, we don't doubt the existence of God. We don't doubt the love of God. We don't doubt His provision for us. But when it comes to difficult situations or a time of crisis, you know, one of the things that when a crisis or a tragedy happens, one of the first things we want to say is, why? Why, God? Why did you let this occur? And that why, there's what can be the answer to that? It's really just a cry of pain. And as I heard a wise person give counsel, when someone, for example, is grieving, when they've lost a loved one, it's okay to ask why. Keep asking why until the Lord gives you an answer, or until you no longer need to ask the question why. And that's not just in the loss of a loved one, but sometimes some of the things we go through, we can't understand. It seems to be so opposite of what we were hoping for, desiring, praying for. And yet God, we affirm that, do we not? God is in control of our lives. Well, we don't understand all that He is doing. And actually, it's when you can look back at your life objectively, some of the greatest trials, the greatest hurts or disappointments you've gone through have brought some of the greatest spiritual victories in terms of your growth in the Lord, in terms of your understanding of God and His ways. So we may never have perfect or complete understanding until we're with the Lord, but we have to know that we are a people who walk by faith. And there's so many people today, literally thousands in thousands of churches who, you know, if you ask them about their salvation, they'd immediately state they had joined the church when just a child, that their parents went there, and they've been faithful to that church, and that they're going to stay faithful. Others would emphatically state that they are saved, that they have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask Him to come into their hearts. They ask Him for the forgiveness of their sins. Yet, while we most can agree on the subject of salvation, when you move to an area beyond that, when you start talking about miracles, well, some people will tackle you and such things as healings and supernatural manifestations and things that are foreign to their experience, they'll just say, they'll sort of toss it aside, is that, well, that was just for the early church. Or, you know, that's a little dangerous because, you know, you could be getting close to being a fanatic. So they may make a wonderful profession of salvation, and that's marvelous. But so many live a defeated life, a life of heartache and sorrow, when in fact, Jesus came to bring more abundant life. And so sometimes it's ignorance, and sometimes it's the influence of wrong teaching, of perversion of God's word. We have to take the whole counsel of God. That's why there's such a responsibility for a teacher or a pastor to rightfully declare in completion and with spiritual understanding the word of God. And so there's little wonder that so much of the church world languishes in pain and in sickness and disease. And not only do we make our confession openly, which we do when we get saved, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. But if we will make a confession of Jesus, not only as our Lord and Savior, but also in our confession or profession of faith, we should and must be a possessor, that it is God's will to meet all of our needs. At this moment, let's just take a moment to pray and ask God, because as I've said before this week, it is God that has imparted faith to us. He giveth to every man a measure of faith. And so when we respond with the faith that he has given us, then he is able to increase that faith. We begin to experience, in fact, when we got saved, we experience an impartation of faith so we could actually take that step of submission, that step of surrender, that's a sense of being able to make a complete, wholehearted decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of faith. Lord, we know it is a gift in terms of the nine gifts of the Spirit for special miracles. But Lord, you've given to all of us faith. You've given us faith for every circumstance that we encounter. Otherwise, Lord, as I've said before, that you would be unjust, but you have given us your faith. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you now that, Lord, you're going to stir us in our inner man. You're going to strengthen us. And, Father, we will be able to see beyond our immediate needs and know that we are serving a great and a mighty God who has wonderful things planned for his children, not only in the life to come, but here in this present life. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my child, my little one, I would draw you to myself with arms of mercy and love and comfort. I know how difficult the way has been. I have seen the attacks of the enemy. I have seen you as you've stumbled, as you've held back, as you've questioned, as you've been confused. But I am the Lord who will dispel all that darkness, all that confusion, all the work of the enemy to bring discouragement and oppression. I am the Lord, and I minister to you at this moment to have you experience my anointing, which shall break every yoke that the enemy has sought to place upon you. I speak health to your body. I speak deliverance from anxiety and stress and worry. Is it not written that you are to cast your cares upon me because I care for you? Therefore, beloved, know that I am with you and I will not fail you or forsake you. And I have seen the arrows of the enemy. I have heard those hurtful words that were spoken against you. And I have seen how you have struggled and how you have tried to give things to me and rest in my peace. I know how difficult the battle is, but beloved, I am your God who is present, a very present help in the time of need. And I will restore to you the years the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the cankerworm hath eaten. I want you to not look toward the past. While it is good to remember the blessings and to rehearse the things that I have done, I want you to look forward with a positive viewpoint and a perspective of anticipation as to what I will do. In your situation right now, I have heard your prayers, but believe in my love and mercy and goodness toward you that I have heard and that I am moving to answer your requests. In fact, I shall do exceedingly far above all that you could ask or think. One day you will understand my purposes in full, but now I ask you to have faith and to trust me, says your God. I hold your hand and I order your steps, and I love you and seal you to my heart with that everlasting love that I bear toward you. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. I praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for ministering to your people. You know, I just want to take about a minute to share something I haven't done in, I don't know how many months, but just to share a few testimonies from the letters of people that have written in, partners. A sister writing from San Pablo says, I just want you to know that you are very special to me. Much like my mother, who was a Pentecostal minister, God is using you in a mighty way. My prayers are always with you. Praise God. And then we have another brief letter, a brother writing from Fremont. Thank you, Sister Judith, for the most encouraging, uplifting letter during these days of uncertainty. And then he shares his prayer requests. And then, a sister from, I made reference to this, from Linwood, Washington. She's had no recurrence of cancer. She is COVID-free, cancer-free, radiation-free, and chemo-free. Thank you, Jesus, she says. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to an end, and we'll see what the Lord has for us tomorrow. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray and confirm receipt, but if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address. I love you, dear ones. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.